Hello and welcome to Medical Dialogues. I'm Anshika Mishra. Here's what I bring to you from the world of medicine. Researchers developed blood-based markers to detect sleep deprivation. In a study published in Journal Science Advances, researchers from Monash University in Australia and the University of Birmingham in the UK have developed a blood test that can accurately detect when someone has not slept for 24 hours. Sleep deprivation can adversely affect an individual's health by weakening the immune system, leading to increased susceptibility to illnesses. It also impairs cognitive function, memory, and decision-making abilities, which can affect performance at work and increase the risk of accidents. Increased level of sleep deprivation increases the risk of serious injury or fatality in safety critical situations. The biomarker developed used a combination of markers found in the blood of healthy volunteers. Together, these markers accurately predicted when the study volunteers had been awake for more than 24 hours under controlled laboratory conditions.
Are you also aspiring to excel in medical journalism and delve into the intricacies of health and medical reporting? Explore our comprehensive course on medical and health journalism available at the Medical Dialogues Academy. Learn from industry experts who possess in-depth knowledge and experience in this field. For further details, scan the QR code provided or access the link in the description box below.
Researchers demonstrate that viral infections present early risk to the heart. A new study led by James Smith, Associate Professor at the Fralid Biomedical Research Institute, has revealed insights into fatal viral infection impacting the heart, suggesting that the virus initiates potentially hazardous conditions in the heart even before inflammation occurs. Fatal viral infections can induce heart disease through various mechanisms. Firstly, some viruses can directly infect heart cells, leading to myocarditis and weakening of the heart muscles. Additionally, viral infections can provoke an exaggerated immune response, resulting in systemic inflammation and damage to blood vessels, thereby increasing the risk of atherosclerosis and cardiovascular events. Viral infections account for the majority of myocarditis cases, leading to up to 42% of sudden cardiac death in young adults, and due to this high occurrence of viral-related myocarditis resulting in sudden cardiac death, the insights are crucial. From a clinical perspective, our understanding of viral infection of the heart has focused on inflammation causing problem with the rate or rhythm of the heartbeat. But we have found an acute stage when the virus first infects the heart and before the body's immune response causes inflammation. So even before the tissue is inflamed, the heart is being set up for arrhythmia, said Smith. Researchers discovered growth cone aids neuronal migration and brain regeneration post-injury. A research group led by Kazunobu Sawamoto, professor at Nagoya City University and National Institute for Psychological Sciences, along with Chikako Nakajima and Masato Sawada, have discovered that the PTP sigma expressing growth cone detects the extracellular matrix, facilitating neural migration in the injured brain and promoting functional recovery. Postnatal mammalian brains contain neural stem cells that generate new neurons. These neurons migrate toward injured area, and enhancing this migration aids functional recovery after brain injury. However, inhibitory effects on migration at injury sites need clarification to improve neuron recruitment and enhance recovery. Migrating neurons exhibit axonal growth cone-like structure at their tips, yet their role in migration remains partially understood. The group examined the role of the growth cone-like structure in migrating mouse brain neurons. Using super-resolution microscopy, they studied its cytoskeleton dynamics and molecular features, revealing it similar to axonal growth cones. Specifically, the growth cone responds to external signals via tyrosine phosphatase receptor type sigma, guiding migration directionality and initiating cell body movement. Chondroitin sulfate interaction with the PTP sigma causes growth cone collapse, inhibiting migration, while heparin sulfate interaction restores its extended morphology, enabling migration. Thank you for watching. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for more updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe, and press the bell icon.